You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kenny Hayesfield, founder and CEO of Kenny Flowers, a clothing and lifestyle brand that makes fun, high-quality attire that makes you look and feel incredible out in public. Kenny, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
And we're certainly excited to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, give us some background on how Kenny Flowers got its start.
Sure. I always loved wearing my dad's hand-me-down Hawaiians. And eventually I realized a weekend didn't go by without me wearing this one specific one. My buddy started to call me out because I was literally wearing this big pink beauty every weekend. And there's a specific time when someone said, why don't you buy new ones? I started looking for similar styles. And when I couldn't really find anything that felt the same, I realized there was a market for this sort of modern fitting men's tropical shirt. I did what made most sense, of course, which was quit my well-paying corporate job, moved to Bali with the idea of Kenny Flowers in mind, and I dove headfirst into basically creating this brand that, in my mind, would bring a new life to vintage look and make all of our dads proud.
Now, you got to love that. Good stuff. Now, what was the biggest challenge in the beginning stages of starting an e-commerce business?
There were so many challenges back in 2015 when I was getting started, but luckily, I was naive to most of them. The biggest one for me was that I had this passion for creating this new version of a Hawaiian shirt, but I knew nothing about how to make clothes, and my personal, fashion taste wasn't exactly on par either. So that was what I'd say is a major challenge to overcome. It forced me to really get close to the production, close to the product, and make sure that, really down to the thread, I was understanding what I was creating. And, I think having no background in something gives you the opportunity to start fresh and, pick out things. In my case, like a unique design detail, such as a sunglass loop in a front pocket that can keep your shades in place after the day goes to night.
Kenny, we can always learn from this question. What would you have done differently when starting the business looking back?
Absolutely. I like to say, live with no regrets, and I really do love how everything is turning out and establishing itself over time. But I do wish I hopped on, the Facebook ads earlier when it was more underpriced. I also wish I documented more of the process. I'm pretty shy on camera, but it would have been really cool to take everyone on more of like a behind-the-scenes mission and tour of me showing up to Bali with, no experience and figuring everything out over those first few months.
And certainly can appreciate your response today. We're joined by Mr. Kenny Hayesfield, founder and CEO of Kenny Flowers, a clothing and lifestyle brand that makes fun, high-quality attire that makes you look and feel incredible here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, Kenny, how did you first approach starting an apparel company without previous experience? Did you seek out any experts along the way?
Right. Since I knew nothing, I was pretty convinced that I needed some bigwig, fancy fashion designer from New York to help out. But luckily, I was too busy while wrapping up my corporate job that I didn't really have time to, jump into this new network of people. So luckily in Bali, I connected with a guy named Amos, who's a high-end Hawaiian shirt designer, who taught me a couple key things to creating a high-quality shirt that really resonated and became a part of the product from the beginning. Things like double stitching, the softness of the fabrics, matching prints across the front and pocket. And some of these signature details, like I said, are still in the shirts today. Bottom line was, the lesson was teach your customers quality so that they can't accept anything else from anybody else. So that was really, in my mind, a big expert that came in right at the right time for me. I also tried creating a business plan in the beginning, which was kind of a bad idea. And a fellow e-commerce entrepreneur advised me that, you know, the best thing you can do is not have a business plan while starting something, which might be counter to, you know, some advice you'd receive. But his reasoning was that you can get too narrow before you really figure out what you're going for. And without the creativity to figure out what works best versus, you know, what you assume will work, can leave you in an iffy position. So I tried to keep an open mind, not get too caught up with thinking of Kenny Flowers as a business in its initial year. And from the get-go, this really helped me just create an awesome product, really think through what my customers would want. And, you know, I got to do this without those self-imposed pressures.
Yeah, for sure. And it certainly worked out really well for you and quite impressive as well. Do you think or do you have any mentors along the way? And do you think mentors are something a new business owner should seek out?
Sure. You know, I of course, had mentors peppered in there. But since I was mostly on the ground in Bali, it was challenging to create and maintain these relationships, you know, while being overseas. As for new business owners, I do recommend mentors as they can really help you focus on the right things out of the gate and teach you how to use your time well. I do feel like there's this beauty of figuring some things out on your own as an entrepreneur versus relying on others to direct and influence you too much. So as long as you're aware of that and really get help where you're needed, I think you'll be on a, you know, great track to make your idea come to life.
Now, as far as funding is concerned, have you considered funding at any point?
I've definitely considered it. It's a trendy thing to do these days, and e-commerce is definitely a hot space. But I also love and cherish the idea of having full control of the business and being able to live the lifestyle I want to be living, which means I'm devoting my time to enjoying life and making Kenny Flowers bigger and better every day versus, you know, being too focused on pleasing stakeholders, spending time on presentation prep, hitting numbers for them, et cetera. I bootstrapped with money that I had saved up from travel when getting started and really feel that I created my own dream job. And this is a big part of what Kenny Flowers embodies to this day and that I want for my customers to see. So although I've considered it, right now we're cruising the way we are.
Certainly an awesome report. Well done on your part as well. What was the first moment that you were able to realize that you could do this full time and quit your corporate job?
Yeah, I mean, it was really the second that I realized that I didn't need a New York salary to live well in Bali. So, you know, it was never really a choice for me. I knew that if I was putting my name on something, that I was going to go all in on it. I was forced to be smart with bootstrapping. And the big thing that I noticed was a shift in my mentality from comfortable salary to everything being an investment. I had saved up money to go travel for a year. So I had a little personal runway to get things going in the month before I was selling a product or generating any revenue. But I also did my best to control risks and make sure that I, you know, wasn't taking on too much inventory. I was making the amount of shirts that I knew I could sell at first versus stretching myself too thin.
Kenny, it's been awesome to have had you. Quite inspiring, and your journey has been quite impressive and successful. We can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. In conclusion, love to get your take on this for a lot of listeners tuning in that have considered an e-commerce store or bringing an idea to market. What kind of advice would you have for that type of a person?
Absolutely. You know, things to consider when starting a business and going in on it full time. Are you ready to fully commit to an idea for the next 5, 10, 20 years? It's easy to dream something up and see the optimistic take on it, but I'd make sure you're asking the questions. Are you ready to shape your life around this idea? You know, are you so passionate about it that if you work on it 18 hours a day and dream about it for 6, you're happy and feel like this is the best path for you? And most importantly, if you didn't make as much money as you imagined being able to make with your idea, would you still be happy and you know, excited about doing it for the next 5 to 10 years. I think putting it in perspective this way can really help young entrepreneurs and new business owners make sure that, you know, they're working towards something they're passionate about.
Most definitely, and really appreciate that advice. In conclusion, if listeners wanted to shop around or get further information on Kenny Flowers, where's the best place to do that?
Absolutely. We, you know, we mostly sell online, you know, through e-commerce. So our website's kennyflowers.co, not .com. And you can also find us on Instagram at kennyflowers_. Those are our big platforms.
That sounds good to me. Again, Kenny, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on e-commerce radio. Much appreciated.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me on today.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Kenny Haysfield, founder and CEO of Kenny Flowers, a clothing and lifestyle brand that makes fun, high-quality attire that makes you look and feel incredible. And for all the details and to shop around, visit kennyflowers.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.